bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, snow in Florida, Repo's Christmas, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
In the studio, we have a good friend. He is comedian Dwight Slade. What else is new in your life, Dwight? Anything else of interest? You've got college-age children.
That's right. I do. My daughter's out of college. She got a degree in biology, but she's really into animals, which my family's like that.
Your ex is a vet.
Ex is a veterinarian. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend is also, she's really into horses, which is the most expensive species of animal on the planet.
Yep. Yeah.
You
yes,
say indeed. The word horses and your MasterCard goes, ah! Anything.
Wow.
Very time consuming. You've got to really
that's
love
a
your
lifestyle.
Horses.
My favorite animal is a bear. I don't know what your favorite animal is, but I like bears because they can maul you to death. And that's the way I want to go because there's no ambiguity in a bear mauling. There's no lingering questions in that death. You know, the funeral is sad, but it's quick.
Yes.
You know, the coffin's closed. The obit is three words. Bear got him.
Yes. Yep.
I don't want that lingering question funeral where there's people in the back of the room going, well, did you hear what happened? I guess he was in his underwear when they found him, and he'd eaten an entire bag of kettle corn. And yeah, I guess he was straining in the bathroom.
Wow.
And his heart gave out, and he pitched forward into the tub with his rear end in the air.
Oh, my.
And I guess he was like that for a couple of days.
Wow.
And some raccoons, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had gotten in there.
Oh, my. Uh-huh.
And made a nest in his butt.
Yeah, you're right. Bear got him.
And
yeah.
I guess that's how his daughter found him.
Yeah.
Was there in the tub.
Oh.
And I guess she tried to claw her own eyes to unsee what she had seen.
Yeah. The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. At the news desk, it's Christy Lee.
Hello.
In the performance room, sipping, I don't know, gin and juice. It's packed out.
Fluid and coffee, yeah. All right. Happy holidays to you.
Whatever you say. There's Josh Arnold, the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. I'm Chick McGee. There's Ace Cosby in the black quarter zip. There's Willie.
Hey, man.
And there's Tom Griswold.
Thank you very much, Chick McGee. Mm-hmm. Now,
Well, I solved the dilemma about the Christmas lights yesterday.
What's that dilemma?
Well, remember we were asking how long do you leave your Christmas lights up?
Oh, I see. Take them down.
Well, I didn't have a choice. They came and took them down yesterday.
You have
people for that.
You didn't keep up your payments when they come get them.
Yeah, I have people for that. They
repoed Christmas.
Sounds like one of those Hallmark movies.
They've repoed Christmas.
They take them down. They put them in. They store them somewhere.
Oh, cool.
That's nice.
Got to pay $100 deposit to get them back.
We should start working on this right now. The Hallmark movie, They Repoed Christmas.
That's a great title.
Ian Poor is expensive.
All the layaway.
Who would you cast as the guy?
Repo guy?
Well, no. It's the guy who's down on his luck.
Well, that would be me.
Yeah, I could do that role.
I think it's more of a, it's a Hallmark movie badass.
Well, Godwin could easily be the guy who, he runs the poinsettia farm or whatever, and it's good.
So, I'm sorry, have you ever seen a Hallmark movie?
Yeah.
And you think Bat's the romantic interest?
No, no, no. He's the guy who runs it.
Wait a minute.
His daughter has to come in and help save it.
You so realize,
he's the patriarch.
Tom, you realize in Pat's mind, he looks like David Cassidy. You know that.
That's absolutely true.
See? Pat could be, the guy who plays Santa is sick and Pat's the town drunk they have to get to.
Now you're talking. See, now we're talking.
And now,
and now you're, now
let me look at the books. I don't know what's going on with the books.
Saved by playing Santa and he learns a little
something. Yeah. I'm saying, who's the lead?
Christmas. I hate Christmas.
Look, Hallmark movies have their own stables.
Yeah, they use people that you'd never heard of, but you see them and go, oh, I've seen that guy
before.
That
woman who tried to get her kids into college just because she's being a good mom. Yeah, they could have her. Lori,
yeah, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, yeah.
It's time we forgive her, right?
Yeah. Bless her heart. Bill Macy.
Okay, thanks very much. Now, we have to see if Mr. Godwin has... Oh,
can we get a call?
Yeah. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, hell with Hallmark movies. Is anybody else stuck on the series Yellowstone and wondering why it's taking Kevin Costner so long to walk through the corn? Swear to God. Driving me nuts.
Just waiting, huh?
They don't have a lot of corn.
I'll tell you like this. It's Circus 2022, and today on Bob and Tom, I'm going to announce my list of New Year's resolutions.
Oh, good.
Oh, how about that?
I'm going to start with number one. I'm done wearing a mask.
Really?
Because I don't like him, and I'm tired of people confusing me for Joe Exotic or Ellen. Swear to God.
Really?
And I was like, you think Ellen can do a certified scissor kick like this? Not to mention my mom Phyllis calls her Ellen a degenerate. I swear to God, right to her face. Number two, revolution. I'm done with fighting with people on Facebook regular.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
Well, from now on, it's say to my face or sit your ass down. That's state law, all caps. And I'll give you a like and subscribe on count. Them are the new pet names for my fists, and I'll tag you. You know, probably get stowed in your jaw. Number three, I'm going to stop trying to correct people's grammars. I'm not trying to get up in their business, but then some people are just so bad at using words, it basically infuriates me where when they ain't using words good, so I get so I'm more pissed than Sling Blade when he's low on mustard.
Yeah, I bet. Calm down. It's okay.
Number four, I'm done chasing poon. write these words down, Josh. In 2022, the poon comes to Donnie Baker, the bastard maker.
I like it.
Write it down.
Yep. Comes
I'm
to you.
Putting this in reverse.
Uh-huh.
And finally, from my last New Year's revelation, I'm going to be more charitable this year.
Oh, good.
You know, like give back to the community because I've been blessed, so I want to bless others as well.
That's a nice attitude.
So starting this year, I, Donnie Baker, swear I've lowered the bar, and once a month I'm banging a five or a soft six regular. That's right.
I'm
getting back to my basics, back to the roots of chubby chasing, you know? So those of you I turned down at last call in the past, get ready for your brain checks to be cashed in. I know I've always had a cutoff around seven, but that was after my slogan, you know, give her Jaeger and you ain't got a beggar. But now, in my older years of trapping all this wisdom, I've had a change of heart. Plus, nine times out of ten, I end up doing dog fashion anyway. So what's it matter?
Oh, God.
And the best part is, since I'm doing charity work, I can write off all the rubbers, fried pickles, and all that ranch dressing off on my taxes.
Oh, good luck with that.
I'm going to call myself Donnie Baker, the boner donor. Swear to God.
The phone,
I'm taking applications now.
Okay.
All right. Well, best of luck with those. Okay.
Lowering the bar, is
that's his charity.
Yeah, I've seen a Donnie 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All a Donnie 8 is a Brad Pitt negative 4.
Yeah, precisely.
This. This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, hey, Pat.
Yes, sir.
We had an interesting story from Chick McGee about a world record involving a mountain in Hawaii.
That's right.
I forget the name of this place.
The world's tallest mountain because a lot of it's underwater.
I think it was called White Mountain, wasn't it?
Mauna Mulikinaka.
Okay. The point is, this guy's got this record. I guess he got on a submarine or some kind of submersible.
Yeah, which
underwater
I don't think
vehicle,
count.
And then started down there, went up, and then got out and
climbed the mountain.
The actual mountain, which was what, another, 13,000 feet? Something like that. It just seems to me to be kind of a
stunt.
Yeah, I mean, I love these adventurer guys. I mean, it's fun, but it really isn't the world's tallest mountain. But I guess if there were no water on Earth.
Underwater, it is kind of like saying I have the world's largest penis. It starts at the back of my spine.
Yes, that's how you measure it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
It starts with the corn on my toe. Bends around. No, in any event, I remember that Pat has a song about Hawaii, but Pat does not have his ukulele.
Well, you'll find out why in a second. This is a guitar here. I don't have a ukulele anymore. But I got a ukulele in Waikiki. My wife says I play too frequently on the beach. In the room, all she has to say is, a little ukulele goes a long, long way. That's what she says. But a little ukulele is fun to play. I pick it up each and every day. I'm not that good, so my wife will say, a little ukulele goes a long, long way. I strum it in the morning and I pick it at night. Even though I can't get the fingering right. Then my wife got up, took my ukulele, and went out to the hotel balcony. You know, a little ukulele goes a long, long way from the 14th floor to the Manalua Bay. My wife's got quite an arm, I have to say. A little ukulele goes a long, long way. Bye-bye, ukulele.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, Pat. Thank you for adapting that. Original version is available on Pat's album, Way Back When. And Pat's album is doing great. It keeps showing up in the top five, top three, number one, rotating in the various spots. How cool is that?
It was
that?
Number two on the hip-hop charts, I saw.
That's
that was
so weird.
Weird. How did that happen?
Yeah. I know the algorithm is crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
In the meantime, we head back to the news desk with Christy Lee. What's happening over there?
Parts of Florida received a light dusting of snow yesterday.
School's closed. No bread, no eggs.
No, it's not that bad. No. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office shared video that a deputy captured.
A little Okaloosa goes a long, long.
long way.
Don't you love that old Groucho joke? Not a Tuscaloosa. Yeah. Sorry.
They captured snowflakes falling onto his patrol car. It said that just 12 hours earlier, the temperature had been 75 degrees Fahrenheit. A spokeswoman for the sheriff's office said the snow did not stick and did not cause any problems. The last time the Florida panhandle had any significant winter weather was in January of 2018 when a storm dumped snow in Tallahassee for the first time in three decades.
Wouldn't you like to live in a place where a couple of snowflakes makes the news?
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid living in Miami, one time it was just supposed to be under 40 degrees as the low, and they just canceled school that day because they didn't want to risk people getting on ice. People don't know what to do down there. It's a whole different world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome when you're a kid.
Yeah, wow. Well.
The other side of this coin, hundreds of drivers were stranded on the I-95 in Northern Virginia for hours this morning. The region's been slammed with a major snowstorm, prompting some to turn their engines off and even abandon vehicles. Some of these drivers have been in their car for 15 hours.
Did you see the president trying to get off Air Force One?
Yes.
No, what was the issue?
The sideways hurricane-like winds and snow.
They had a hard time getting the stairs up to the plane because there was so much snow and wind. Yeah.
Shouldn't he be on one of those chairs, like the Egyptians would carry their leaders around? Sure.
I thought you meant the ones that go down the stairs.
Right.
Oh, what was the TV show where they introduced the one actress coming down the electric?
Oh, right.
Was it like Bachelor Father or one of those old? Someone will remember this. So I'm not kidding. One of those shows, at the beginning of the show, they had the chair.
Like Ron DiCarlo or somebody.
I don't care how old you are as president. I would insist on being carried around like one of those Egyptian guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Secret Service, we're needing four more guys.
National Weather Service says accumulations of 11.5 inches in one of the D.C. suburbs. That's a lot of snow.
Wow, what kind of a freak can handle that?
I don't know.
11.5 inches.
That's too many inches.
Health experts are advising those over the age of 45 against shoveling snow due to the increased heart attack risk.
Oh.
Dr. Barry Franklin, who has conducted studies on the subject, said shoveling snow offers the perfect storm of factors that appear to cause heart attacks. He explained the intense physical exertion, coupled with cold temperatures, can raise blood pressure and constrict coronary arteries. Could be a deadly combination for older, middle-aged adults.
Okay.
Dr. Luke Laffin...
you've got 6 weeks.
Cardiologist.
When he went all the way, boy, is laughing all the way is the name of his biography. Yeah, that's his book.
Laughing all the way is his biography.
Dr. Luke Laffin, a cardiologist at Cleveland Clinic, told USA Today, quote, "If you're not in great shape, it's not a bad idea to put that task on someone else."
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
I got the old snow blower. I'll be fine.
You have a snow blower?
Do you? Oh, boy.
You have snow blower money?
Love it.
Wow.
I have...
Is it electric or gas?
Somebody had snow blower money that gifted it to me.
Oh.
You know what I have? I have a yard vac. You ever see one of these?
No.
It sucks up the leaves and puts them in a bag.
We're talking snow.
We're talking snow.
You know what I got? It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
There's leaves and there's snow.
No, the doctor would not say, well, if you're out there raking your leaves, you're going to have a heart attack.
Same
thing. It's the perfect combination of...
You're removing
mild weather
debris
and moderate exercise.
Don't laugh it up there, cow valve. Go ahead, laugh it up like you're immune.
I was schlepping around very heavy skis wondering
of course
this is going to be my end.
It's not a bad way to go, skis in your hand.
Instead of shoveling, it's a classier way to go.
Prayer doesn't work.
What was traveling with skis like? Pretty big pain in the ass?
Not at all.
No?
You check them.
God bless the airlines. Oh, you know what I saw?
What?
Oh, this is totally bizarre.
Oh, my God.
And this, I got to find the explanation for it. I took a picture of it. An airplane,
I know what you're talking about because I saw it on Twitter.
With TWA on the tail.
Yep.
In huge letters.
In Denver?
It was just at an airport. I thought it was.
Did it look like it was being used?
I don't know if it was for a movie or what. I think there's some explanation.
That's a good guess.
I think we posted it.
Yeah, we did post it.
Don't they have beverages on the TWA flights?
Well, of course, they've got a TWA tea.
Oh, sure.
TWA coffee.
I was going to mention TWA coffee first and then
get to the TWA tea. Chick, who needs
talk
subtlety?
About ruining a joke.
Nuance.
it out the window.
Do it in threes there, Tom.
David, coffee, water. Well,
tell me more about your snow vacuum.
TWA. Boy, you can crap on anything, can't you?
Didn't our buddy Jess Hooker say that she uses a flamethrower to get rid of snow in her driveway?
Yes, yep. She does.
That's insane, right? We can't allow that to happen.
Yeah, that's a very bad idea.
It's insane until you do it, and then it's the funnest time you've ever had in your life.
Takes about 3 seconds.
Playing with flamethrowers is pretty fun.
That seems like that'd be right up your alley, the way you played with flame in front of your kids with the Pam and the open flame on the oven, on the stove.
You're going to burn your... Gonna burn the nice bushes you've got there.
Well, you don't do it willy-nilly.
Burn the myrtle. Burn the myrtle is also the title of one of those Hallmark movies.
Do you have any myrtle? I need some myrtle next year. Can I take some here?
Somebody get her some myrtle.
What is myrtle? Somebody.
It's a ground cover. Yeah.
You don't want to burn. So anyways, be careful shoveling snow.
Of course.
If you live in one of those. I can remember growing up in Ohio where it was deep snow, and every time there'd be some poor guy that...
Yeah, it's always on the news.
Sure.
Yeah, some poor guy has a...
Same thing
old
with
widowmaker.
Same thing with raking leaves.
It's not...
I'm with you, Chick. It is exerting.
There you go.
Well, but it's not shoveling snow.
The doctor in this story is saying it's a combination of the very cold temperature... and the physical exertion raising the blood pressure. If you're out there raking leaves and it's in a nice fall day, I don't see if you're seizing your chest.
Ahead.
Yeah, you are already in trouble.
Tell them what you do when you rake leaves.
You don't do this?
No one does it.
You sure? Do you form little armies?
No.
Armies?
Yeah, little spots, like you're creating a battle scene.
Oh.
So you can make a little group over here, then you go over there, make a little group over there, and you think this group
that's
attacks this group.
This group attacks this group.
Are you seven?
With his leaves.
Hey, listen, raking leaves can be pretty boring, but if you turn them into a game.
See your girlfriend. Hey, Patton, rake them up.
I don't know if you know this, but now they have these really nice blowers, and you can just blow your leaves.
No, it's yard vac.
It's easy.
Yard vac is the future.
Never even heard of that. Pat, you haven't heard of a nice blowing?
I've
heard of it.
In some places, leaf blowers are about to be made illegal.
Take a shower.
The gas ones. The ones that are real
Mine's
loud.
Amazing. I've got battery-powered almost everything.
Me too.
How long does that last, though? Like 50 minutes out there?
As long as I need it to.
So your electric snow blower, what's it good for? 2 inches of snow?
Oh, no. It throws, man.
You attack the big drift with that thing?
Is it plug-in or
battery?
Battery.
Once a year? Yeah, a couple times a year, yeah. However often I need to.
It hasn't snowed yet.
Well,
you should go out there.
It's a waste of money.
Should I return it? Do me a favor.
You should move to Canada.
Do me a favor. Go out there this afternoon with a snowblower and just run it up
and down. Check the listings.
See what the head of your body is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.